No, thank you, orderly. I'm quite sure we do not require a chaperone. I shall behave myself. I knew it would be you. There really wasn't any doubt. No. It will be of no trouble for me. But what about you? People will start to wonder if I have some sort of hold on you. Do I? Questions, questions. I don't know if I'm going to answer them today. Not even in the interest of forensic psychology. No. I simply cannot abide when my gentlemen callers lie to me. But your questions are lies. You ask me about dates and times, about motivations, about victimology, about my father, the poor dear. And you correlate and collate and write your papers, and the idiots on your committee nod and make approving noises. Really, I don't miss academia at all. But I digress. The questions are all lies. No, they weren't always lies. Granted, they were driven by dry scientific curiosity rather than genuine interest in me. But they were asked with good intention. Deny it, if you want. But we won't be going any further today unless you admit the truth. And you do want to go further with me, don't you? Are you going to make me say it? Very well. You conspicuously have never asked me the last question, the one all the other doctors and detectives asked, the one I never answer. Why was there never any sign of a struggle? Why was there never evidence of bindings? Why did every toxicology screening come back negative? Three questions, but really one. How did I keep my victims compliant to my activities? Even when the blood really started flowing and the deliciousness started. Ah. So you do admit it. But I wonder, are you really telling yourself the truth? Come now. We're adults. You are intelligent for a man. Young, strong, naive, yet willing to be corrupted. If I'm honest, quite my type. Perhaps not reflective enough, though. You know more about me than anyone else. So I think you know how I did it. You don't need an answer. No. Not to that question, but the one your body is asking. You feign innocence? Very well. I do like to play games. Your respiration rate has quickened, and you have a noticeable flush high on your cheeks. The bulge in your pants is even more conspicuous than normal. Your nostrils flare as if searching for some specific scent. Your pupils are quite dilated, and your eyes explore my body lasciviously. Your voice is lower and hoarse, and you've licked your delicious lips many more times than is socially acceptable. Deny it all you wish, but I will tell you this. If you gesture to the orderlies politely, they will turn off the cameras and open the cell door. We have an arrangement. And then, and only then, will I answer your actual question. I assure you that you will be very satisfied with my response. Guarantee your safety. What would a strapping young man like you have to fear from such a helpless woman? Why? If I tried anything, I'm certain you could have me pinned to the floor beneath you in no time at all. Now, what do you say? Very good. Please, make yourself welcome in my parlor. Oh, and be a dear and remove your clothes. You hesitate. You stand in awe of violation of all academic principles. Unprotected in a cell with a woman convicted of murdering and suspected of consuming over 30 men. And you were concerned with the vulnerability of nudity? Are you afraid I will judge you and find you wanting? That's more like it. Everything. Good. Now that I can see what I am working with, I am most impressed. You wear bland clothes to conceal the fine lines of your body. This is it. Acceptable, understandable, given your lot of work. You certainly would not want to be accused of sleeping your way to the top with all those lonely academic advisors now, would you? I'm going to caress your cheek now. React as you wish. A moan. Already. What a fine, sensitive boy. Spit in my hand. You're going to need some lubricant, and you don't deserve any of mine. I'm going to stand behind you and stroke you now. Very nice. I can feel how hard you are. How your oh so full balls have drawn up tight. and you shake your head. Could it be you're still in denial despite your situation and obvious arousal? I may be somewhat rough. I suspect that any marks I leave will be appreciated, however. Although you may be distracted. Imagine for a moment that you are extremely perceptive. Imagine that you are capable of reading the psychology of people from their bearing, their clothes, their patterns of speech, even their breathing. Imagine if, after a few minutes, you could have a grasp on their greatest fears and their deepest, most concealed desires. Desires that they won't even permit themselves to acknowledge. What could you make that person do if you demonstrated how you could fulfill those desires? For example, imagine if you were a research student, driven by ambition, but confused by uncomfortable thoughts. You want nothing more than to be the victim of this sensual psychopath. Cold, alone, exposed, and used. Nothing could possibly bring you more pleasure. Lay on the floor. Now. This is not a request. Tell me, is this how you imagined it? Did you think I would allow you the luxury of the bed? The floor really is better, is it not? Harsher somehow. A reminder that you are my prey. Look at you. So eager to follow my instructions. Why, you're practically dripping from that fine cock of yours. Good boy. I'm going to ride you now. I will not be gentle. In fact, I will be bruising. You become more delightful with each passing minute. Oh. suits humiliation and affection. I can make some guesses as to your history. But really, what matters is the here and now, isn't it? Yes, the satisfaction of having a woman ride you roughly while you feel the cold, hard floor beneath you. Yes. Oh, look at it. Spilling out of me. Look at you. I would fix your hair if I were you. Guards, I think we're done here. My young caller will be leaving once he's dressed himself and realized the depths of his own depravity. Always good to see you. I look forward to the next time. Really. And I sense you have many more questions. Hmm.